Oil Can Tim.
Oil Can Tim.
Dumb and funny and...
Hey, I love the guy. I love you, Griggs. Mike, I love you.
I can't believe my co-host is missing.
Did the shelf unit fall on Mike? What happened there?
Benghazi.
I'm still listening.
Oh, I read an article in the TV Guide. I read an article in the TV Guide that told me that Merv Griffin said, hire Vanna White for Wheel of Fortune because she has a great big head in proportion to her body. And
I
that's good on TV.
Heard about any of it.
This evidence just keeps piling up higher and higher.
The big head evidence?
Oh,
Merv Griffin, in all fairness, had a pretty big head. It was square as hell.
It looked good.
Leave that chicken alone. It's Frederick's.
Keep your hands off it, Cormod.
Whoa. Hey, Mike, I've got a question for you. If I can go back 20 minutes or so to the Mad World conversation. Have you seen Rat Race? Are you familiar with the film Rat Race?
No, I haven't seen that.
The worst movie ever made.
You really should. It's an update of...
That's Andy Breckman's movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Except at the end of the film, instead of finding treasure under the palm trees, they all end up...
Oh, you were in the Mad World for me, now.
Yeah.
Thanks. and you were about to ruin Rat Race, too.
I'll spoil both films for you. 2 hours later, they all end up at a Smash Mouth concert. So, you know, next time you're looking for something to throw on at masses.
Would you call that a broad comedy?
Yeah, I mentioned last week I'm going for broad comedy and masculine dramas.
Masculine dramas, like
yeah,
John Wayne movies or...
Cool Hand Luke went over very well.
Cool Hand Luke's a good one. Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah, I've got that on my list. No Country for Old Men.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
The Wild Bunch.
In all fairness, I would not call Rat Race a broad comedy. I would not call Rat Race a comedy. It's the fucking worst thing that was ever made.
There's a one called, I don't know, it's black and white and it's French, but it's The Wages of Fear. Have you ever seen that
one?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it's with the guy, truckloads full of,
nitroglycerin.
And then you can watch Sorcerer, which is the American remake.
Yeah, you'd have to show Sorcerer. I don't know if people have masses.
I can't show anything with captions. I mean, that's...
The only thing, and even the French one, I remember watching it. I don't even remember any talking in it.
Most of it is just the tension.
Oh, I love
it. Yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of dialogue, but I mean, still, as soon as the captions would appear, everybody would start yelling at me. So I got to walk a fine line there.
Have you ever gotten booed for showing something that they didn't?
Well, I think the movie that I'm going to test them on, you know, once I get them, like, sort of under my wing that, you know, they can trust me.
Which will never happen.
I'm going to break out the documentary about the dysfunctional family in West Virginia, the wonderful wild whites of West Virginia or whatever it is. I think they might like that.
Are you familiar with the term curb job?
Curb job.
Isn't that when you put someone's jaw, their teeth on a curb, and then you stomp them? I learned that from that.
Is that going to happen to Mike? Concerned. It's just out of concern. That's all.
Why? You think they're going to turn on me? I had one guy give me a $17 tip this Sunday. And I thought he must have made a mistake, so I sent another guy out with the money saying, give it back to him, you know? And then he came back and said, no, this is for you. And this guy's he's sort of an asshole. He's sort of a know-it-all. he used to be a fire captain, and he's retired now, but he's retired early. He's not that old. He's, like, in his late 50s. He, you know, he likes to, like, bust people's balls, but then he can't take it himself. That's, you know, there's a couple guys like that in the bar that just like busted balls. That's all they do. You know, they're jumping down people left and right. But then once you give it back to them, they can't take it. And this guy who left me the $17 tip, who now I have to be, you know, kind of like, hey, he's a pretty good guy now. But, you know, one time I started giving it back to him, you know, a few times. And he, like, just sort of at one point said, why are you always contradicting me? And I just started laughing at him because that's all this guy does. And he loves doing it, you know? Everybody knows that's what he does, you know? And he knows he does it, but he can't take it when somebody else does it to him.
And then he gave you a $17 tip.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I'm obviously in his good graces, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, because he wants to have sex with you, Mike.
No,
how do you not get that?
He's married, and he's got a couple kids.
Married
people never cheat.
Right?
That's never happened in the history of anything.
I can guarantee you it never happened in masses. I can guarantee
No, I'm sure they always take it outside.
To the alley.
A new definition for curb job.
Right. That was a sound effect.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but the timing was really good.
It was perfect.
It'll be awesome.
Oh, somebody taking us under the covers with them?
I know, this is like a really good sound effect.
It is oil can Tim.
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 There we go.
Whose avatar is Baudelaire?
Oil can Tim.
And well, that fit can Tim.
I remember what.
What did you say that you did to Mike?
I wind him up.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working tonight. We can't even get him up off the pallet for more than a minute. When you bring these.
Well, I mean, he denied that you. He just said that you walk all of the people. Or not interrupted him, but you were.
What is this, like Fox News or something?
I don't know.
I pissed him off, I think, once or twice.
Oh, you didn't piss me off, Sarah.
I thought I pissed you off a little bit.
He sounded so gentle.
I don't know, I thought he sounded pissed off myself, but.
What was happening was every time I started to speak, you would start speaking. So, yeah, it was a little frustrating. That was it. I wasn't pissed off.
But I think that we have certainly disagreed, put it that way, more than once.
That's fine.
I would think that that's all right.
You got to have your Hannity and your Combs.
You have to?
Something one of us really badly, or both of us actually really badly with that one.
Do you need a... I don't know.
No, he said we have to. Is that like a life requirement?
Yeah, false balance.
Yeah.
Now, I think I'm going to somehow separate that out.
I think that's it would be kind to separate it out.
I mean, they heard enough of us, I'm pretty sure. Like, me wanting to do coke with Steve Fernandez. Good times. Yeah.
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 But it's fun editing, too, though. Just
I would think it would be incredibly boring.
And Sharpling guy ain't doing nothing. Just sitting home with his hammers and nails.
What? Why? What?
Are you referring to the coffin thing?
No, I wasn't.
He's building his own coffin. Is that what you're implying?
What was the announcement?
He's going it alone.
What do you mean? He's going it alone.
He's building his own studio.
At least that's what Mike told me.
Yeah, and they're going to build a studio in his basement where every surface is parallel and it will not work as a studio, and it'll be awesome.
And now it's quiet.
Yeah, it's really quiet.
Don't you have topics for us, Frederick? Usually.
Yeah. We were talking about topics, and nothing is so open-ended. Our general indifference to them, although true, when there's a long lull, when Frederick pops in with some, say, I was thinking this the other day, comment, that can get us going again.
Well, and like that reader in the Tampa Bay Times that did their own research on the murder rate in Florida. The population probably hasn't changed that much.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what about that?
I gotta look.
God, you're leaving us on tenterhooks.
Okay, it has climbed 38% since 2000, and they've been continually liberalizing the gun laws since that point. Mm-hmm. But their talking point is you have more armed citizens, the safer we'll be. You know, they want teachers to have guns.
Yeah, I think Sarah Palin said having no gun zones or whatever, it's stupid on steroids.
Sarah Palin, stupid on steroids.
She's so pretty.
That's what a friend of mine says when she wants
She's
to call
so
someone.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Except she isn't really even anymore. I feel sorry for her, actually, because she has so much stake in being pretty.
She's not. What do you mean? She's ugly now?
No. She's still a good-looking woman, but her age is showing, and she is going to deal with that with panic, because she defines herself so much by her look.
That was about all she had going for her.
How old is she now? It's gonna be
50.
50.
Yeah, I'm just googling to check as you ask.
She's probably my age.
The second one, you know how like Google predicts what they will, the second thing that they predict under quotes is the first, and the second thing they think you're going to type is hot. Bikini. I'm going to pick that one.
In autofill?
Yeah.
Well, I did. Oh, wait. There's Epic. Listen to him.
I know, I'm getting like a weird echo.
We all are.
It seems to be coming from Pope, actually.
Sorry, I thought I had my mic off. But, you know, speaking of weird things in guns, I have to go get a firearms gun or card. Apparently, I have to, like, guns now, which...
What's causing that echo?
I don't know.
It's coming from you, Stan, but I don't know...
I'm using earbuds.
So it can't be stuff coming from a speaker.
It's in your head, out your nasal cavity.
I had constant access to them, you know, throughout my childhood years. Not bragging, but...
I don't.
Well, they're fucked. I mean, the Ukrainians. Have you been watching this? They're screwed. They're It's over.
You know
they're
what
gonna
I
lose half their country. Huh?
I understand that Russia's response is not as bad as you might think if you knew what American NGOs were doing over there. You know how our...
You mean Yanukovych?
Yeah, Yanukovych. Yes, Yanukovych.
The douchebag that, like, spent $42 million on, like, fixtures or whatever. I mean, he literally drained their economy, much like Putin did. I mean, do you realize that the Olympics...
Kind of like the Shah of Iran did, too, right?
Yeah, no, but the Olympics in Sochi cost twice what they were supposed to, and it was in the just gigantic amounts of money, and it all went to the pockets of people he gave the contracts to, which were friends of his.
Who did a bad job.
I mean, I know. But now they have this beautiful facility where, like, roughly 3,000 people live and nobody goes there, which is awesome.
I read somewhere that Putin's assets are in the secret assets are in the billions or something.
Oh, yeah, because he completely drained that economy. And
yeah, we're trying to find that so that we can lock it up.
Wait, put it in our own pockets.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cayman Islands.
Right. Cayman Islands, right. I was going to...
Well, that leads me to one of the articles I had in my folder here.
There we go.
Right.
Thomas Piketty. He was talking about some little island off of Britain. I don't know. I didn't bring my flashlight.
A lot of it is... flashlight. A lot of it is it's been British. Tons of the money.
He needs a flashlight in his London. Fort. Oh Lord!
Or
being flowed through England to the British Virgin Islands, and there are a bunch of places like that. The Cayman.
So what island were you talking about, Frederick? What
I
were
can't
you?
Find it. Oh, you sound like my grandmother. But anyways, there's one island that's just off of Britain. Where
Guernsey? There are some
ones. There it is.
The Isle of Man is one.
Guernsey.
Yeah, there are a lot of... Guernsey, okay.
I think that's the one.
There it is.
Anyways, he was talking about how, you know, the American government acts like it's so difficult to figure out where this stuff is, you know, and there's all these... And he says, look...
You're such a big liar.
And it took us... He was talking about the first invasion during the first Gulf War. He said, it took 1 month for us to muster up the United States Army to send them over to Iraq and chase the Iraqi army out of Kuwait. How long should it take for us to go over and take over Guernsey and get our money?
What's going on
here? The United States is going to invade Guernsey? There would be no repercussions from that. I'm sure that the English would have no problems with that at all.
You know, actually, in all fairness, it would be a better idea. The real country we should have invaded was Switzerland.
Just to get their money.
It's a country. So, yeah, let's go to Guernsey.
But tons of those islands are in the Caribbean. You could take those, no problem. They just have a bunch of dinghies, right? They're barely... They don't have navies or anything.
Yeah, we should just start taking over, like, islands around the...
royally, continually. I mean...
Only the ones that shelter money. Just until we get the budget balanced.
Hey, Grenada made everyone feel better. I mean, we should look at that as a model.
Right, only Grenada didn't have any money. You gotta go where
but
our
Clint
money
Eastwood
is.
Made a movie about it, and everybody liked it, and everybody felt better.
Did he? I don't know.
Was in it. Heartbreak Ridge, where, yeah...
Oh, I never.
He pulled together a ragtag group of Marines and rolled through Grenada and killed a lot of Cubans, and it was something, I guess.
Well, it was Guernsey,
mm-hmm.
And he said that we really didn't have to send troops at all. We could do it with trade policy and sanctions.
Yeah, they're a currency cows.
The British Virgin Islands got more foreign direct investment last year than India and Brazil combined. $92 billion.
So, $92 billion. So,
in fairness, those are small third world places. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah, India, Brazil.
Mm. I'm an ignoramus.
So are these English Channel Islands, like places where boats ditched after Dunkirk or something? Like,
well, the Channel, I mean, certainly at least, which one of those Channel Islands was actually taken over by the Nazis during the war? And,
Oh, good. Got Nazis in there.
Oh, right. There's the Nazi reference. At least I didn't call someone a Nazi. I was actually referring to a historical event.
Doesn't matter.
Sacre Bleu.
It's like that Groucho Marx game. Remember when there was a
word? The duck.
Yeah, what was that called?
My word.
You bet your life.
Could we do a Skype version of that?
This is the second week in a row that came up, I think, too.
I know. All right.
Yeah. I think Groucho, not You Bet Your Life.
No, Mike mentioned it.
Oh, no, it completely came up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was defenestration, what you'd think it would mean, which is that, you know, the windows were undone, not people being thrown out of windows. Yes, there was the defenestration of Prague.
Pretty sure.
Were people also being thrown out of windows?
Probably. Possibly. I'll find out here.
I think it was Prague by that name.
Progly. Sorry.
Oh, God. Actually, there were two defenestrations of Prague, and then there were further defenestrations. Apparently, there's a lot of defenestrating done in Prague.
Well, who wouldn't? Come on.
There was the first in 1419 and the second in 1618.
Oh, in Prague. I thought you were talking about Prague music.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about a frog for a minute, the animal.
Frederick hates the fact that I like Yes. It bothers him immensely.
I love Yes.
It keeps up at night. It eats at him. I have made fun of traffic on this very podcast.
Oh, I know that. What haven't you made fun of, Stan?
I don't. I can't answer that. I cannot. I hate everything.
He has not made fun of fish. You do not make fun of fish.
The band? Oh. They're awful.
No! The critter.
What about the one that got his hand there and started putting, tried to exsanguinate him?
In the balls, I would kick Trey Anastasio directly. I would.
Yes, but I was speaking of the fish that you love, not the musical fish.
Well, some fish.
The Spanish fish that tried to eat you.
No, that was a Mexican snake.
Oh, all right.
It was that rear fang that injected the anticoagulant and maybe bleed profusely. Thank you for explaining.
Tried to exsanguinate you.
Speaking of blood, sorry.
Not at all.
Well, Sarah, Blood for Dracula, what was your take on that?
I find that movie entertaining. I still haven't watched Flesh for Frankenstein yet. I mean, I saw that years and years ago, but I haven't rewatched that yet.
Frederick, he must have seen that movie, right? Being an Andy Warhol.
Back at the drive-in when I was very young.
Yeah, even though Andy Warhol did.
Ivan, did you go in and they were playing Andy Warhol movies? I'm fucking sorry. I could leave that hanging in the wind. Turning off my mic now.
Well, it's kind of an exploitation. Well, I don't know. It's not
I
like...
Andy Warhol just slapped his name on that, right?
Yeah, they just used his name.
On everything he did in life, pretty much, is what he did, was slap his name on it.
Yeah.
But this especially, like, this was just a...
That was his genius.
He was no Clifford Still. I mean, if you pissed that guy off and he sold you a painting, he would show up at your house in the middle of the night drunk and he'd rip it off your wall and walk out the front door with it.
I wonder if Andy Warhol ever punched someone or something. Yeah, he was.
You could throw one of your cats at him.
No. I think pretty much anyone
could. He put it on his head.
That's right. Well, he got shot, for God's sake.
Not even that doesn't necessarily mean that you're tough. No, surviving I mean that, you know.
He wasn't very good at surviving. I mean, he died of... what did he die? He died of something that was very preventable, from what I remember.
Gallbladder.
He was afraid of doctors or something, so...
They said the hospital where he was at fucked up.
Yeah, I thought that... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
He was murdered.
Oh,
now, isn't it funny how hospitals mess up with famous people? Like, Frank Zappa died of colon cancer, which nobody dies of, but they misdiagnosed it and it went too long. And he was like one of the wealthiest guys you could imagine, and he died really young. Because doctors suck for the most part.
But apparently, from what you're saying, only famous, only for famous people.
Nah, they suck for everyone. It's just we notice it when it happens to famous people.
I know that. Yeah. I was being facetious.
Thank you for elucidating my point. I appreciate that,
well,
Sarah.
Maybe if they stop calling everything by their Latin names, people understand.
The only way that everyone on the planet knows what we're talking about is if we use the scientific or, as you say, Latin names for everything. For fish, for blood. You are a Homo sapiens, Fredericks.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you a guy, a dude, a brony. You come like
why
my little pony. I don't know, but, you know.
I didn't know that you were.
I
learned what bronies were the other day. And do you like, what is it, My Little Pony? Is that it? A brony is a guy who likes My Little Pony.
Yeah, and it's disturbing to me, and, you know, it should be to everyone.
That Fredericks is a brony? I'm just startled. I had no idea.
I'm shocked.
I know, with all that television you watch.
I was trying to think of a name of one of them. I couldn't even think of a name of one.
I think there's a sparkle pony.
I was gonna say he's Moon Dancer or something, but then I said no, then I'll know. So
if you ask me trivia questions about Dune, I could probably help, but not so much here.
Hey, speaking of that, what do you make of the Jodorowsky movie coming out?
I have no idea. Is it a comic book? Is it a movie? What the hell is
it?
I don't know.
Yes, it's a movie. They said it's a, you know, it's like, I think the headline they used was the greatest movie never made.
It's a documentary about a movie he never completed or even got off the ground, though, right?
Well, he had interviewed people, but but it was the one he had in mind and stuff, but it never happened.
But who are you guys talking about?
Alejandro Jodorowsky, or however you say his name.
He wanted to. He had some funding, but not enough to make it happen. But he had talked with Mick Jagger and all kinds of people about it.
Did this happen before the David Lynch one, or after it?
Yeah, before.
Wow.
What's that?
Ugh. Sorry.
And I don't like Leonardo DiCaprio and his fat face. I don't like how that
they complained that Leonardo DiCaprio is fat, because they did. They said that on TMZ.
Right, but he's got a big head, though, right?
Yeah. And he never did anything good, ever.
So did I talk about Meyer Lansky's daughter already?
I don't think so.
Well, she was on recently. She's got a book about her dad. She's talking after 30 years. You guys all know Meyer Lansky, the mob lawyer?
Yeah.
Just the most interesting thing, there was lots of them, but she said that the CIA put pressure, along with the mob, really wanted the State of Israel to be created. And a guy from the Pendergast family showed up in the White House, Oval Office, and told Harry Truman that a lot of people would like to see this happen, Mr. President, and then left. And Truman changed his mind and created the State of Israel, signed on to it.
Because the mob wanted it.
And when they could get somebody through the White House security and into the Oval Office, he knew that he would have to go along.
Yeah, but wasn't that a part of, like, appeasing Britain? And Britain really divided the Middle East because they owned all of it up to World War II when they...
Sure.
And in my defense...
You're such a big liar!
And in my defense, the British Empire took a gigantic, huge, steaming shit on the entire Middle East, and we're all still paying for it.
Yes, this is absolutely true.
It's true. And then Sarah pointed out a while back when we were talking about the death of Mossadegh, that we did that as a favor for, what, MI6?
Everything going on in the middle, it's all everyone reacting to post-colonial. It's all post-colonial rage.
When we forced the divisions down over established...
After exploiting for, you know, X number of years.
Right. I heard a guy say that. Oil, opium, and ore. That's how you can tell whether we'll get involved militarily or not. It's got one of those three things.
Used to be gold. So.
Well, ore.
Yes.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
That could fall into that category, I suppose.
Hey, we're not the Spanish. Calm down, dude.
Because I just have some passing interest in smut.
Calm down, dude. Calm down.
Hey, take your hand off of that. That's Frederick's chicken.
Oh, that's...
Leave that chicken alone. It's Frederick's.
Now I feel like I'm on an episode of Duck Dynasty. I'm sorry, Fred.
Hey.
I love you.
Leave that in all the vans. I guess it depends on...
Right, if you said leave that chicken alone, it's Frederick's, that would be a little bit ambiguous.
Exactly. But that's Frederick's chicken. Keep your hands off it, Cormod.
Careful with that axe, Frederick.
Well, that works nicely.
I know, right?
And someone said in the chat, it also depends on pretending whether or not that's his real name.
Right.
Wait, it's not?
No. Oh,
yeah. Like
Carlton. Carlton Fredericks. And I'd like to sell you some vitamins.
Hola, Carlos.
There really is a Carlton Fredericks. I believe that was his name. And he was a vitamin doctor. I think he was a... Here we go, Sarah's going to get mad at me. Yeah, he was a precursor to Linus Pauling, I think.
And there was Frederick Douglass.
That's right. Named after us.
So should I accept this, Corey? He wants to show a video.
Is he what, calling
yeah, I,
you?
I don't want to see that.
Oh, why not?
Well... If it ruins something, it's your fault.
It's okay. Oh, no, he's just showing himself as he's talking, as he's...
Oh.
Give it to you, you fucking pervert. Edit that out. I challenge you.
The obsequious purple and clairvoyant.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's too late. I don't want to go into it now, but I did read that 30% of our energy is wasted.
No, you're incorrect.
Just in general, or what?
Far more is wasted than that.
Well, we could save 30% just by turning things off. Like they were talking about TiVos and stuff. And then I don't know if this is true. I heard somebody say this, that if you watch a movie on the phone, you use more energy than two energy-efficient refrigerators.
Okay.
In all fairness, if you watch a movie on your phone, you're a fucking idiot that someone should shoot in the head with a gun.
You know,
because you're an idiot.
Marshall McLuhan and David Lynch would agree.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,